السلام علیکم، میں ہوں مختار احمد، ورچوئل یونیورسٹی کے کورس آرگنائزیشن بیہیویئر کے ساتھ، جس کا کورس کوڈ ہے MGT502. اور آج میں اپنے 32 لیکچر نمبر 32 کے ساتھ آپ کے ساتھ حاضر ہوا ہوں. اور آج ہم اسی چیز کو کنٹینیو کریں گے جس کو لاسٹ 2 لیکچر سے ہم دیکھ رہے ہیں، آرگنائزیشن اور اس کا اسٹرکچر، اس کا ڈیزائن، اینڈ واٹ کائنڈ آف چینجز آر ٹیکنگ پلیس ناؤ اسپیشلی ود ریفرنس ٹو ٹیکنالوجی اینڈ ہاؤ ٹو ایڈجسٹ یور سیلف ایز این آرگنائزیشن، ایز اے ٹیم، ایز اے گروپ ود دس چینجنگ انوائرمنٹ. لیٹس کوئکلی سمرائز آور پریویس لیکچر. اینڈ وی اسٹارٹڈ ود دی ایلیمنٹس آف دی آرگنائزیشن اسٹرکچر، اینڈ دوز بیسک 4 ایلیمنٹس ور span of control, centralization, formalizations, and departmentalizations. And you know why we want to do these things. Isn't it like that? Pata hai na aapko? Kyun hum organization ke andar mukhtalif department banate hain? Why do we want to go for different structures? What are the things, what are the factors which are affecting our decision about the kind of structure, the kind of design we want to adopt? Hai na malum? We should not go there again, because we have already spent two previous lectures. To usme humne phir last lecture ko dauran we also discussed common organization designs, the simple structure, the bureaucratic or bureaucracy, and the matrix structure. You remember that during previous lecture I share with you different type of organization structures. And those were functional-based organization structure, product-based, territory-based, and matrix-based, or scale-ava horizontal structures. Now, though, if you understand the basic concept of why we want to go for the structuring, then it depends what kind of the specific requirement your organization can have, and you can then opt the particular type of organization structure. But keeping in view the changing environment, the future, or the feature of the job design or job organization structure in future will be more openness, more freedom to work, rather more freedom to make the decisions. And the bottom line will be the flexibility. Whatever job we want to design, whatever type of organization structure we want to follow, we have to keep in our mind that now it is the flexibility, it is the empowerment of the worker, of the people, of the unit, of the department, which is going to have a different kind of effect, the positive effect. But when we are talking about the empowerment, when we are talking about the flexibility, and we're not asking that nobody is going to check you, and nobody is saying this thing, because for each action the person, he or she should be responsible. Whatever decision they are taking, positive or negative, there should be strong accountability at the same time, and then this flexibility and openness can work. Otherwise we'll be opening new, we'll be giving them more chances, we'll be opening new doors for corruption, for misuse of resources, for embezzlement, and other such things, which are going to have the negative effect or bad effect on the organization, on individuals, on group. We have to give the freedom, we have to provide the flexibility, we have to inbuild kind of openness so that people should deliver. They should be creative. They should be responsible. And they should have high morale when they are working. And they should go toward organization citizenship. And what was that organization citizenship concept? When each worker, or the person working there, or the group working there, or the team working there, they should not only do the routine work, rather by owning it, but having this feeling that whatever we are doing, it is important. And it has been recognized by organization level, at the top level, then people will start delivering more than that. They are going to own it, and when you are owning it, then you will come up with better solution. Then you will be doing beyond your normal expectation from the organization. And that is the concept of organization citizenship. Similarly, the evolving forms of organization design for the future are of today, which again based on this freedom, the flexibility, more empowerment, we are asking more toward self-managing teams. We are going toward team-based design or team-based approaches. And of course, the virtual organizations, networks. Doesn't matter that you are working in one, under one roof, are you working in different locations? But still you can work like a team. Still you can work like a one organization. And let's see how things are changing. How things are changing the way people used to work together. The face-to-face interaction, it now is now becoming less important. The virtual concept is prevailing. It is the basically the convenience that even you can hire the services of a person sitting in 1,000 miles away. Still he can sit there, work on his laptop, use the technology part as a tool, and deliver you at your place, whatever you want to get out of it. Today's topics, I'll continue with the previous one. 4 symptoms of structure weaknesses. 4 things. When you see there is delay in decision making, it means something is wrong. The structure is not working properly. The overloaded hierarchy, due to overloaded hierarchy, information funneling limited to few channels. It is even, I'm not saying intentionally people are delaying their decision making, but it can be the procedural things. It can be the structure you have decided for your organization that is going to delay your decision making. So if decision making is delayed, that is a negative aspect. Because especially in this era, speed is the important thing. The first time hitter people, they are going to be successful. Whoever will reach first, whoever will decide first, whoever will hit the ball first, they will take control of the situation. So for that purpose, if you observe, if organization observe that there is delay in decision making, something wrong. And if it has to do with the organization structure or design, you might have to come up with some alternatives. So that is one symptoms. Poor quality decision making is another one. Right information not reaching right people in the right format at the right time. Again, the system you have decided. The flow of information. The line staff relationship. Wo jo span of control hai. Due to these things, if you're not getting right information, of course, you're not going to have the complete information. And when you don't have the complete information, or maximum information, so logically, decision is not going to be right. So that poor quality decision is also one indicator, one symptom of your structure or organization design weakness. Another example, lack of innovative response to changing environment. We have discussed so many times, things are changing. And changing with a very fast speed. So if we are not responsive, and if we are not responding to a changing environment, what is going to happen? Will be history. If you are not responding with the changing environment, you'll become history. You'll be losing the edge. That is why people say, change as the environment change. So, when you are seeing that, with the changing environment, your organization, your people, your group, your teams, your individuals are not coming up with innovative ideas, something is wrong. And if we just take the example of organization structure, So it means there is no coordination among them. And there is no coordinating effort from their side. So again, this is also indicating the weakness of your structure, the weakness of your design of the organization. Last but not the least, the high level of conflict. So if you find that people are having more conflicts now, so if they are going to have more conflicts, what is going to happen? Now their priority will be changed. What priority is going to be there? Because department work against each other, not for organization goals. So if you observe that there are more conflicts among groups, within group, or among people, something is wrong again. Because now what is going to happen? They are going to work on their own individuals' priorities, their goals, forgetting the main goal of the organization. And that is also indicating that your system is not working. Your information flow and your coordinating efforts, whatever structure you have formed, or whatever structure you have adopted, or organization design you have adopted, it is not working. Because, and remember, this is not the only reason. There might be other reason for the conflict. But let's keep other thing constant and just try to understand the effect of the organization structure weakness or organization design problems. Again, that is going to instigate or enhance the chances of conflict in your organization. And when there are more conflicts, and especially when they cross the limit, it is going to be very dangerous for your organization. It is going to be dangerous for the people, for the group, and ultimately everybody will be having the lose-lose condition. So these are few symptoms which can also guide us, guide you, guide me, that we should be alert, we should be very careful that something is wrong in somewhere in the organization. And especially if we are looking, if we are discussing the organization structure, so that might be the cause. That might be the reason that people are having this issue. They are not coming up with quick decisions. They are not coming up with quality decisions. They are not responding to the changing environment. And there is a conflict. So obviously, something is wrong. And if we keep other thing constant, so that something might be with the organization. It has to do with something with the organization structure or organization design. So what should be the option? Quickly, now we have to respond. If we are not responding, as a whole organization has the problem. Now, based on these things, the important thing will be the organization strategies. So many this time I have discussed the mission, the goal, and these type of things, I thought I should share these things in a systematic manner with you. Each organization has some missions. What they are and what they want to be, their objective, their reason of survival, their ultimate reason, that is the mission. And based on that mission, they can have specific goals. And those goals can be achieved through different strategies and different tactics. In the organization, in this, when we're deciding about the strategies, when we're deciding about the structure of the organization or the design of the organization, we have to keep in our mind the strategies. Because those strategies, the mission, based on those mission, you will give the task, or fix the target, or give the main, they have to achieve the goal of different subunits. The departmentalization jo aapne ki thi. Jo mukhtalif section banaye the. And you will fix different specific goals to them. And you will give them the goals, so they should achieve it. Now all those goals should be translating into and directing toward the ultimate mission, the objective, or reason of survival of the organization. And if there are conflicts, if there are late decision making, if there are poor decision making, if there is no innovation, so not only they are losing the edge, rather they'll be having negative effect on the organizations. Let's talk about environment now. What is the environment? Environment is a very important thing. The surrounding, the forces which are affecting anybody, any group, any organizations. Because as we said, when we define the organization, they are the social entities. They have the common goals, deliberately structured, and linked with the environment. So they are not working in isolation. کوئی آرگنائزیشن آئسولیشن میں کام نہیں کر رہی ہوتی, کچھ نہ کچھ اس کو فیکٹر فورسز پہ افیکٹ کر رہے ہوتے ہیں, انٹرنلی بھی ہو سکتے ہیں, ایکسٹرنلی بھی ہو سکتے ہیں. سو انوائرمنٹ از آلسو پلئنگ ویری وائٹل رول, ویری امپارٹنٹ رول ان اسٹریٹجی فارمولیشن, ان ڈیسائڈنگ ڈفرنٹ ایکٹیویٹیز, ہیونگ دا کنٹیجنسی پلانس, ڈیسائڈنگ ایون اباؤٹ دی آرگنائزیشن اسٹرکچر اور ڈیزائن. Those environmental forces, they play the very vital role. And I'm not going to discuss in detail all those environmental factors because so many courses, during so many times you might have discussed those things, the environment, role of environment. Let's talk about direct impact of environment, why it is important. Number one, uncertainty. When environments, of course especially, the external factors, the macro forces, they're not under control of any organizations. Organization might affect in a way, to some extent, but in reality, totally, the macro forces, one organization cannot control all them. So, the uncertainty is very important. Uncertainty of the environment, the crucial thing. Exist when managers have little information about environmental events, and their impact on the organization. That uncertainty is even having more effect, manifold effect. When the organization environment is complex and dynamic, the manager may have little information about future events and have great difficulty predicting the futures. What is the role of predicting? Because whatever you plan based on whatever you have today and where you want to reach. اسی پہ ہوتا نا, پلان کس پہ کرتے ہو, یو ڈو یور انالیسس, سچویشن انالیسس کو کہتے ہیں, سواٹ انالیسس بھی کرتے ہیں. تو اگر ایسی انوائرمنٹ ہے جس کا تو ایک تو آپ کو پتہ ہی نہیں ایز اے مینیجر, دوسرا اگر اس کو پرڈکٹ کرنا آپ کے لیے مشکل ہوتا جا رہا ہے, تو دیٹ مین دس انوائرمنٹ فیکٹر از بیکمنگ ایون مور انسرٹنٹی فار یو, دیر از مور انسرٹنٹی دیئر. And you're at the risk factor, risk level again. And if you don't have proper contingency plan, if you don't have a proper system established in your organization, that is going to have a dangerous effect. So environment factors ki jab aap baat karte hain, to pehli important cheez hai, environmental uncertainty. Uske alawa, environment ke related kya cheez hai? Complexity. If the environment is complex, so many different factors affecting it, your environment, your mean organization's environment, the number of environmental components that affect an organization decision-making, if there are more, again, that is making the situation more complex. And similarly, environment dynamics or dynamism, changing with time, no static situation. The degree to which these components change will show you the dynamism of that environment. Interest rate change ho raha hai, political situation change ho rahi hai, technology speed se change ho rahi hai. So that is the dynamism. So when we are talking about the environment of organization, so let's focus on the macro factors, the macro forces. We can divide them into four groups. Technology, political and legal, economic and socio-cultural. And these forces, they can affect organization in a big way. Now, if you don't have the system established where you can come up with some innovation, some contingency plan with the changing environment, what is going to happen? You'll become history. You mean your organization. You might lose the edge, the competitive advantage which you are having earlier. If you're not responding to those environmental changes quickly, you might be losing the edge. Take an example. Technology for that purpose. We are going to discuss now, during this lecture, the role of internet, the e-business concept, the e-commerce concept. Now see, this is the buzzword of today. Most of the organization, they are shifting toward electronic commerce. Instead of doing the manual things, they are using this technology for their benefit. So if you were not on the same technology, and you think that why should go there, what is going to happen? In a couple of years, maybe less than that, you might not be known as any organization in the world, in the business. Because people who have taken the initiative, they have invested in this thing, new thing, they might be crossing everything, and they might be the leader of the market. Let's see, if you are using some technology in your organization, and things are changing in very fast speed, and I'm not saying to you should change every day, but still, organization should be responsive. They have to calculate, and the cost of changing the technology is very huge. Huge tech cost is there. You have to calculate how much you require, how far you can go, what is cost-benefit ratio, and based on that, then you will respond. Similarly, political and legal situation. If laws are changing, if political situation is changing, if it is uncertain, then again, these environmental forces, they are affecting organization in a big way. Similarly, economic condition. The interest rate, the inflation rate. So that is what is the trade theory is, right? Do you want to make it? Or you want to buy it? If you think you can get with the half price from outside, what is the big fun of going and producing those things? And who is going to buy from you, by the way, if your production cost is going to be very high? Because same thing you can get in the market with the half price. So these are the few technical, few very strategic decisions, important strategic decisions any organization has to take. If the socio-cultural things are changing, if demographic things are changing, the population behavior is changing, again, they are affecting the organization strategies. How it has to relate with the organization structure? Few examples. If the environment is dynamic, there is high rate of change, of course, then you should go for the organic structure. Well, you will have a little bit of freedom. Quickly adjust yourself. Because if under dynamic condition, you are going to have the bureaucratic style or mechanistic kind of organizational structure, so with the changing environment, it will be very difficult to adjust your policy or rule regulations. If you have the stable things, of course, go for the mechanistic structure. But it is not binding. You cannot blend the organic structure there. If they have the complex environment, again, go for decentralization. And if you have the simple, because it is routine work, so you might not be needing that much decentralization. And so on. Like if you have diverse, you have integrated, you have hostile, if you have manifest. So accordingly, you have to adjust your organizational structure too. See how those environmental things, the changing in the environment of the organization, environment of the surroundings, they can force the organization that they should readjust their organization design or structures. In cheezon se, baat samaj aa rahi na ab, wo cheeze jo humne shuru ki, isolation mein, samjhane ke liye chote chote definition se shuru kiya, now you can see their applications. How they are affecting you as an organization. And if you have to manage such environment, under such environment, if you have an organization of even with few people, so see how these things are interlinked. That is why we say that organization are social entities. They have common goals. they are deliberately structured and they are working within dynamic environment. تو اس environment کے forces بھی جو آپ کے control میں کچھ ہوتے ہیں کچھ نہیں ہوتے, وہ جو micro forces factors ہیں یا internal environmental factor ہیں, to some extent they are controllable to the organizations. But like we have right now discussed the major macro factors, the external force factors, they are not controllable because there are so many different factor forces they are affecting on them. So better thing will be, rather than fixing them, fix yourself. Rather adjusting those environmental forces, adjust yourself to be again in the mainstream, to be a successful organization, to be a successful person, to be a successful team or group. And let's go in a little bit more depth and see the role of technologies. The electronic revolution, the web-based and other technologies have allowed companies to take a new look at their structure. As I said, this web-based technology, the internet ka jo tufaan aaya, isne hum sab ko majboor kar diya ki we should rethink. We should go for the business process re-engineering. Apne processes ko re-engineering karein. Aage hum ja ke dekhenge ye re-engineering kya hai. They are forcing us, and we don't have any other choice, ke readjust our and take a new look to our structures, organization structure, organization design, and make these adjustments based on which we are going to survive in the change environment. Not only changing environment, but of course it is already change. The trend is to use more organic form that supports flexibility. Dekhe phir wahi pe aage. So what is the future of organization structure? Kis tarah ka design chahte hain? And the flexibility is the key. This web-based technology ne, ye electronics business ne, the way people used to do the business now is changing. Or decision making kisi aur ke haath mein jane lage. Importance of people are now shifting. Now people who are managing the database, they might be becoming more important rather than those clerk, those staff people who were just holding the files. See, the role is almost similar, but the way they used to do things are changed now. And that is why, now trend is to use more organic structure, the open, the less, wo jo complexity is, so less kam se kam karna, and moving toward more flexible system. Again, flexibility doesn't mean you should not watch your steps. You should not watch other people what they are doing. Have very tight control in a way that nobody should think of having misusing that those flexibility things. But same time, we have to have confidence in each other. So you have to adjust according to the situation. There is no hard and fast rule. Okay, follow this and you will be successful. Yes, the basic principles are you should be encouraging. You should be participating. Give them freedom. Give them confidence. Keep their morale high. Give them the feeling that they are important. Your worker, your team members. And then naturally, logically, you will be getting better results. And when we are talking about technology, the earlier focus was work on the processes, the production processes. And now the late focus is it is a knowledge technology. The knowledge economy concept, aaj kal bada buzzword hai, ki kiske paas zyada information hai, kiske paas zyada knowledge hai, that will give you an edge. And based on this, the task curve is changing, and having more problem analyzing capabilities can give you an edge in this competitive environment. Let's talk about work design and technology now. Let's mix those things now. We have already discussed the technology part. Earlier, we have spent 2.5 lectures for the organization design and organization structure. Let's try to mix them and see what is happening. Technology in the workplace, things are changing. continuous improvement in processes is required. A thing which is good today, it might not be good tomorrow. Good isn't good enough. Aaj ka good, aaj ki excellence process, kal obsolete bhi hoga. Ho sakta hai, ho raha hai, and hota hai. So, we should be very much alert. Earlier, you know, couple of decades back, if we see the history, if we study the history, technologies change hui sadiyon mein. Kei decades lage technologies ko change honne mein. Lekin jis speed se information technology change ho rahi hai, iski koi example hume history mein nahi milti. Aur ye nahi jo computer based technologies aa rahi hai, jis speed se ye change ho rahi hai, pehle kabhi aise nahi hua. اس لیے now organization has to be also very much alert to cope up with those changes. Focus is on consistently reducing the variability in the organization processes to produce more uniform products and services. How? With lower cost by raising the quality. What is the bottom line basically? لوگ کیا چاہتے ہیں آپ سے whatever you are doing, you are producing, your organization is producing services, your organization is producing the product. What the people want? People are interested with the quality product or service. A compatible price. Wo kis tarah ab isko kaise kahenge ki price bhi kam hoti jaye aur quality bhi achhi hoti jaye? Yes, it can happen. If you are having the efficient processes. وہ جو کنورژن پروسیس یاد ہوگا ہم نے جب ایک سسٹم اپروچ کے ساتھ دیکھا تھا کہ ان پٹ یو ہیو دا آؤٹ پٹ اینڈ یو ہیو دا کنورژن پروسیس دا مور دا ایفیشنٹ دا پروسیس از ود دا منیمم ان پٹ یو کین ہیو دا میکسیمم آؤٹ پٹ اور وہ جو ایفیشنسی آتی ہے وہ افیکٹونیس آتی ہے اس کنورژن پروسیس سے آتی ہے لیکن وہی ٹیکنالوجی جب چینج ہو رہی ہے تو پروسیس بھی چینج ہو رہے ہیں اٹ کین بی financial processes, it can be human resource training part, other processes, it can be equipment, technology you can use anywhere to increase the efficiency of your processes. Because the quality is the main issue with compatible price. Even if you are having very good quality but the price is beyond the reach of the people, nobody is going to buy it from you. If we are talking about any kind of product, any kind of services. So what we are discussing here is to how to use these technologies to reduce the cost, increase their quality. And that will give you an edge in the market to survive in the market. What technology bhale aap organization structure ki andar use kar rahe hain, communication ke liye use kar rahe hain, اکوپمنٹ جو مشینری لائی ہے اس کو پروسیسز میں یوز کر رہے ہیں انفارمیشن گیدر کرنے کے لیے استعمال کر رہے ہیں ڈیسیژن میکنگ کرنے کے لیے کر رہے ہیں ویئر ایور بیکاز اٹ از گوئنگ ٹو ہیو دی ون وے ادر وے افیکٹ آن دا مین الٹیمیٹ دا پروڈکٹ آؤٹ پٹ آف دی آرگنائزیشن اور اسی لیے اس چیز کی امپورٹنس بھی زیادہ ہے واٹ نیکسٹ انکریز کسٹمر سیٹسفیکشن Again, it has to do with the quality of the product, cost factor. And you know that satisfaction of customer is the key to success. And that is why they say that not only delight the customer, not only come to the expectation of the customer, rather than delight them in the process. And that deletion and that delight things can come due to the efficiency, due to speed, due to innovation, due to better quality, due to better responses, due to better after-sales service, or whatever. So you have to think this thing. You have to now set up your organization, you have to design your structure, which can keep these things in their mind when they are deciding things. And organization impact can be additional stress on employees to constantly excel. Now, based on this changing environment, it is putting a lot of stress on the employees, a lot of stress on the organizations. Now, you can see around you, everybody's running around like mad because satisfactors will survive. And for their survival, whatever they are doing today, they have to come up with a better option tomorrow. Why? Because it's changing. اس سے اسٹریس بھی ہو رہی ہے. آگے ایک اسٹریس اور چینجز کے چیپٹر میں ہم ان کو ڈیٹیل سے پڑھیں گے. اینڈ ریکوائرڈ کانسٹنٹ چینج ان دی آرگنائزیشن اینڈ مینیجنگ دا چینج از آلسو گوئنگ ٹو بی ویری امپورٹنٹ. سی دا افیکٹ آف ٹیکنالوجیز. سو کی ایلیمنٹ ول بی آئیڈینٹیفائنگ این آرگنائزیشن ڈسٹنکٹیو کمپیٹیٹونیس. واٹ آر دوز ڈسٹنگوڈ کمپیٹیٹونیس اینی آرگنائزیشن کین ہیو اوور دا کمپیٹیٹر. اینڈ دین assessing the core processes. How can we, again, make them more efficient? By re-organizing the processes. By re-engineering it. A concept bada famous hai, business process re-engineering. Here it is, the process re-engineering. What is this process re-engineering? Rethinking, redesigning the processes by which the organization creates value and does work, writing itself on operation that have become antiquated. Every day we should ask, okay, I'm doing this thing, why I'm doing this thing? Whatever process we are following, whatever processes we are using to put our inputs and get our outputs, even if it is a production unit or service industry, whatever you're doing. If I'm a teacher, I have to ask myself every day a question. Is this the right way I should talk with my student? Is this the example I should be quoting? Because the bottom line will be how well I can explain those things to my student. Whatever processes, whatever concept, whatever philosophy, whatever theories I want to teach to my student. And let them learn rather. And this rethinking process, a redesigning process, is known as re-engineering. And if we are talking about the processes of the business, so it will become the business process re-engineering. A lot of talking is there in the market, like IT is there. Let's adopt IT. But we are doing a basic, very important mistake when we are converting our manual things into electronic process. What we are doing? Mostly I have seen that people use this, of course we should use this IT computer as a tool to increase the efficiency and effectiveness of our processes. But what is happening in the reality? What people do basically, they just transform all those processes, the paperwork and file work, into electronic form. And they think that they have achieved something. But reality, it is not like that. They might be getting something like 25, 30 or maximum 40% efficiency. So you're underutilizing this technology. You're underutilizing these resources because you have to ask yourself, you ask your team. They should rethink, why do we need to send this information to that place? Is it required? So you have to go in pieces, small pieces, and see your work. And rethink, is it requirement? It is essential that we should follow this path to reach where we want to reach. And that is the business process re-engineering. And if you follow the business process re-engineering before you should transform your manual things into electronic things, you can get the maximum benefit out of it. And the results will be amazing. But unfortunately, what is happening, as I said? Because it is a buzzword now. Everybody just transforming. Let's see. The accounting system, they just transform into computerized system, and they are happy that yes, we have developed the financial management system. Fine. Whatever manual they were doing, in as far as the personnel management is concerned, human resource management is concerned, most of the people have transformed them into electronic form. And if they have done without processing, business process re-engineering, they are getting only a small piece of the benefit as compared to if they should have done the business process re-engineering, they should have achieved maximum benefit out of it. Jab technology ki baat karte hain, to ye process re-engineering ki baat ko bhi dhyan mein rakhna chahiye. Jab process re-engineering ki baat karte hain, to rethinking ki baat karte hain, redesigning ki baat karte hain kisi cheez ko, to isko business process re-engineering ko bhi ذہن میں رکھنا چاہیے کہ ان سارے بزنس پروسیسز جو ہیں ان کو ری تھنک کرنا ہے, ان کو ری ڈیزائن کرنا ہے. یو ہیو ٹو میک دم سمپل, بیکاز ریمبر واٹ از دا کیچ, اٹس دا سمپلیفیکیشن, اٹ از دی کیا ہے اسپیڈ. اٹ از کہ ہاؤ مچ یو آر میکنگ اٹ فلیکسیبل بٹ ناٹ ایٹ دا کاسٹ آف دوز نیگیٹو آسپیکٹس. اس کی طرف نہیں جانا, ٹھیک ہے. اسی حوالے سے کچھ کنسپٹ تھے, میں نے کہا آپ کے ساتھ شیئر کروں کہ ڈاؤن سائزنگ اینڈ رائٹ سائزنگ کا کنسپٹ آپ نے پڑھا ہوگا. ہمارے یہاں بھی اس کو گولڈن شیک ہینڈ کا نام بھی دیا گیا. ڈاؤن سائزنگ اور رائٹ سائزنگ انوالو ریڈیوسنگ دا سائز آف دی آرگنائزیشن بائی سیلنگ آف اور کلوزنگ ڈاؤن یونٹس آف پروڈکٹ لائنز ٹو انکریز دا پروفیبلٹی پروبیبلی ول کال فار اے چینج ان دی اسٹرکچر. جہاں 10 لوگ کام کر رہے تھے, نئی ٹیکنالوجی آنے سے وہ ایک بندے کا کام ہو گیا. Now it doesn't mean that new technology is putting your human resource into jobless thing. No. Rather, this new technology is creating something new for them. Now it depends on now them, how smart they are, that they should quickly learn something new and be part of this changing environment. Isiliye restructuring or downsizing or right-sizing or golden shake hand ke jo concept hai, humare yahan kuch itne zyada successful nahi hua. The merger, the acquisition, یہ بڑی بڑی آرگنائزیشن آگے اکٹھی ہو نیٹورک بنا رہی ہیں. کیوں کہا؟ تاکہ ریسورسز کو شیئر کر سکیں, تاکہ وہ ریٹرننٹ کام جو ہے ان کو کم کر کے ایک دوسرے کے ریسورسز سے فائدہ اٹھا کے وہ کمپیٹیٹو ایڈوانٹیج کریٹ کر سکیں. اگین دس از اے ری تھنکنگ, ری انجینئرنگ, رائٹ. اور اسی دوران ایک کانسیپٹ آتا ہے جس کو ہم لرننگ آرگنائزیشن کہتے ہیں. اور پرو ایکٹیولی لرننگ آرگنائزیشن پرو ایکٹیولی کریٹس, ایکوائرز اینڈ ٹرانسفرز نالج تھرو آؤٹ دی آرگنائزیشن. Now those organizations which are smart enough, they always learn what is happening. Nay technology, nay toor tarike. Seekhte hain, sikhate hain apne sabko. Taake wo changing environment ke tahat apne aapko adjust kar sake. Let's talk about e-organization concept. What is e-organization? Electronic organization. Jahaan pe maximum kaam electronically ko hoti hain. Paperless organization ka concept hai, aapne padha hoga. Ki you are having minimum paperwork in the organization now. The most of things are done through electronically, through computer. A profit or non-profit organization that uses the internet and private network links to facilitate activities and communications, we call it an e-organization. Aur aajkal e-government ka concept bhi aa gaya hai ki jitne government level ke processes hain, activities hain, isko electronically kiya jaye. Isi base pe e-business. اور اس کا سیلنگ پارٹ کرتے ہیں تو ای کامرس کا کانسیپٹ بھی آپ کو معلوم ہوگا. یہ میں نے جب مارکیٹنگ کا کورس پڑھایا تھا, اگر آپ نے اس میں میرے ساتھ تھے تو یہ سلائیڈ میں نے وہاں بھی آپ کو دکھائی تھی. سی ہاؤ اٹ از ورکنگ, یو ہیو دا مینوفیکچر ریٹیلر, دا ای بزنس ای کامرس کا کانسیپٹ جو ہے. یو ہیو دا فائنینشیل انسٹیٹیوشن اینڈ اے کسٹمر سیٹنگ آن کمپیوٹر فزیکلی, ہی ڈونٹ یو آر شی ڈونٹ ہیو ٹو گو ٹو ریٹیلنگ سائڈ آر ٹو دا فائنینشیل انسٹیٹیوشن to do all those transactions or activities. Isme humne B2C, B2B concept padha tha, ya aapne suna bhi hoga, business to customer or consumer, business to business. Is tarah ki jo transactions hoti hain, jo information flow hota hai, through the use of this new technology, and it is happening in the businesses. Just giving you the feelings. And in virtual community, what is happening now? Types of virtual communications, bulletin boards, chat rooms, newsletters, discussion lists. آپ کمپیوٹر کے اوپر بیٹھے ہوئے ساری ڈسکشن کر کے سارے فیصلے ہو جاتے ہیں. انفارمیشن فلو از ویری ایزی. یو ڈونٹ ہیو ٹو ویٹ فار دی پوسٹ مین, یو ڈونٹ ہیو ٹو ویٹ دیٹ اٹ ول ٹیک. وہ کبوتر کے ذریعے جیسے خط آتے تھے پہلے, ناؤ دس نیو ٹیکنالوجی از ہیلپنگ یو. رائٹ ناؤ سیٹنگ ہیئر یو کین جسٹ ٹائپ, آن ادر اینڈ آف دی گلوب another person might be sleeping at this time, the first thing he will get up and see the mail and will respond to you. Let's talk about selected applications for individual behaviors. Due to this new technology, due to this e-government, due to this e-organization concept, the motivation. Ye cheez achhi hai, motivate kar rahi logon ko nayi technology, lekin isse kuch cheeze nuksanat bhi hain. Wo kya hai? Cyber loafing ek concept hai. کہ یوزنگ دا آرگنائزیشن انٹرنیٹ ایکسیس فار پرسنل اینڈ نان جاب ریلیٹڈ سرفنگ. یو آر ڈوئنگ یور اون تھنگ, سرف چیٹنگ کر رہے ہو, جیسے گھوم پھر رہے ہو, دیکھ رہے ہو, گانے سن رہے ہو, اور آرگنائزیشن میں ہوتا ہے, ویڈیو گیمس کھیل رہے ہو, انٹریکٹو گیمس کھیل رہے ہو, تو یہ موٹیوز بھی آرگنائزیشن کو ناؤ اگین دے ہیو ٹو ری تھنک اباؤٹ دیز تھنگس. اٹ از ناٹ اینڈ. ناؤ نیکسٹ اسٹیپ ول اسٹارٹ, ہاؤ ٹو میک اٹ مور ایفیشینٹ. دا نیو ٹیکنالوجی از دیئر ناؤ, بٹ یو ڈونٹ وانٹ دیٹ دا پیپل فار ہوم یو آر پیئنگ فار دیٹ ٹائم دے یوزنگ دیٹ ٹائم فار دیئر اون پرسنل تھنگس. سیملرلی ایتھیکلز کنسرن, اسپیشلی پرائیویسی کنسرن. آپ نے اپنے ٹیکسٹ میں دیکھا ہوگا کہ مختلف انسٹیٹیوشن کے اندر بہت سے لوگوں کو فائر کیا جاتا ہے کہ ان کی میلز کو ٹریک کر کے ان کی جو سائٹ جو وزٹ کرتے ہیں اس بیس پہ بھی ان کو نکال دیا جاتا ہے. ناؤ اٹ از اگین بیکمنگ آن بوتھ ہینڈ, امپلائیز امپلائر بوتھ ہینڈ پہ از اے کنسرن. ڈیسیژن میکنگ سیملرلی, انڈیویجل ڈیسیژن میکنگ ماڈلز ول بیکم انکریزنگلی ابسولیٹ. ناؤ اٹ از گوئنگ ٹو بی ٹیم بیسڈ اینڈ گروپ ڈیسیژن میکنگ ماڈلز ول ہیو گریٹر ریلیونس ان ای آرگنائزیشن. The way people used to do the decision now, it is changing. Routines ہی ہٹ کے, وہ جیسے میں نے آپ سے کہا کہ چیٹ پہ بیٹھ کے, نیٹ پہ بیٹھ کے میل فارورڈ کی, میل ریسیو کی, اینڈ ڈیسائڈیڈ. یس, کمیونیکیشن کے ٹولس چینج ہو گئے. ہائرارکی لیول جو تھی پہلے, دیٹ از ناٹ ویری امپورٹنٹ ناؤ اینی مور. دا ورچوئل, لک ایٹ ورچوئل تھنگس, اٹ از ناٹ ریکوائرڈ دیٹ یو شوڈ بی ٹاکنگ فیس ٹو فیس. پیپل آر ورکنگ ٹوگیدر for years and years, but they have never seen each other. They know each other very well through just communication, chatting, mailing system. Ek dusre ke kuch kai behaviors ko bhi samajhne lage hain, but never have chance to see each other. Similarly, political networking. Wo jo politics organization mein hoti thi, impression management hota tha, uski bhi shaklein change ho rahi hain. Behavior aspect change ho rahe hain. Ab network computer mein baith ke bante hain, bajaye ke aap چائے پانی کرتے ہیں, پارٹیز کرتے ہیں. اٹ از ناٹ ورکنگ دیٹ وے. سیملرلی ناؤ یو ہیو ٹو آلسو, وین وی آر ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ آرگنائزیشن, یو ہیو ٹو آلسو ورک آن دی ورک اسپیس ڈیزائننگ, سائز, ارینجمنٹ, پرائیویسی. یہ ساری چیزیں اس پہ آپ نے بھی ڈسکس کرنا ہے. اینڈ بیکاز آف ٹائم کنسٹرینٹ, واٹ آئی ول ڈو, آئی ول جسٹ ٹچ دوز تھنگ, اینڈ ڈیورنگ اوور نیکسٹ لیکچر آئی ول گیو یو دی ایکسپلینیشن آف دیز تھنگس. ٹھیک ہے نا؟ ورک اسپیس ڈیزائن ہے, اسی طرح فینگ شوئی ہے. اس کو میں اگر غلط پروناؤنس کروں تو چائنیز میں ایک دوست نے کہا کہ ایسے بولتے ہیں. ورک اسپیس ڈیزائن اینڈ پروڈکٹیویٹی ہے. اینڈ واٹ آر دا آپشنز وین وی ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ ورک ری ڈیزائن آپشنز, دیر آر جاب روٹیشنز, یو ہیو ٹو جاب انلارجمنٹ, یو ہیو ٹو جاب انریچمنٹ. سو سی, ڈیو ٹو ڈفرنٹ چینجنگ ٹیکنالوجی تھنگز آر چینجنگ. وہی جیسے میں نے آپ سے کہا کہ پہلے 10 لوگ کام کرتے تھے, اب ایک پرسن کام کر رہا تھا, واٹ از گوئنگ ٹو ہیپن ٹو نوز ریمیننگ 9 پیپل؟ انلیس آرگنائزیشن آر اسمارٹ انف, دے شوڈ گیو دیم دا ٹریننگ, ری لوکیٹ دیم, سینڈ ٹو ادر پوزیشنز, دیٹ از نون ایز جاب روٹیشن. اور اسی لیے آرگنائزیشن آپ جاب روٹیٹ بھی کرتی رہتی ہیں, ایک تو اپنے فائدے کے لیے, لیٹس سی کسی وقت ایک پرسن نہیں آتا اس پرٹیکولر جاب کے لیے, تو دوسرا ٹرین بھی ہو, وہ پرفارم کر سکے, پلس اس کی ٹریننگ بھی ہو رہی ہوتی ہے. In case tomorrow this technology is not there, at least this person is useful for some other things and simultaneously other things. Again, as I said, I have to come back and discuss these things, very important things, again with you. Work scheduling options, again this is also changing due to this technology part. The flex time concept is there, the job sharing concept is there, the telecommuting is there. You don't have to sit in the office, you can sit at your home and do the work and just transfer the files. Flex time, not necessarily that everybody should come at 8 a.m. They have stretched their timings. Now most of the organizations, they open at 9 and close at 9. They open at 8 and close at 9, midnight, even midnight. So now they have decided about a core time area that everybody should be here in this time, let's see, from 11 to whatever, 4 or whatever they have decided. It changed from organization to organization. But for other timing, people can have the flex time. They can come late morning time, they can go late. They can come early morning, and simultaneously they can go earlier back home. And same with the job sharing things, where You don't have to complete your 8 hours. You can spend 8 hours, 4 hours, and the other person can do this for remaining 4-hour work. Still, both will be getting the benefit. But of course, whatever share you have contributed, you'll get the same return. The same example of flex time scheduling. Let's stop it here because, as I said, the time constraint, I was so much involved in the beginning. So what I'll do basically, the remaining, the last couple of slides, I'm going to bring it back in next lecture, lecture number 33, and discuss with you those things. Let's quickly summarize again. We have discussed about the environment in detail, the uncertainty of the complexity of the environment, and how this is affecting your organization design. So those things, especially the four important aspects of the environment, the macro forces, the technology, the political and legal, the economic and socio-culture. Then we discussed the work design and technology, how it is affecting you, how it is relating, and technology at the workplace. We said, whatever is good today, it might not be good tomorrow, because continuous improvement is there, and that is why we should be very much focused, because our customer satisfaction is important thing, the key, and what customer want, better quality with less price. اور اس کے لیے پھر ہم نے بزنس پروسیس اور پروسیس ری انجینئرنگ کی بات کی. یو ہیو ٹو ری تھنک, یو ہیو ٹو ری ڈیزائن دا پروسیسز اگین ٹو میک دم مور ایفیشینٹ ود دا اسپیشلی ود دا چینجنگ انوائرمنٹ اینڈ دین یو ویل بی ہیونگ یور کمپیٹیٹو ایڈوانٹیج ان دی مارکیٹ اینڈ وی ہیو ڈسکس لٹل بٹ اباؤٹ ای آرگنائزیشن اینڈ دیٹ از ناٹ ڈسکس سو ویل ڈسکس نیکسٹ ٹائم سو وٹ وی ایم گوئنگ ٹو ڈسکس نیکسٹ ٹائم از آئی کنٹینیو ود دس ریمیننگ few slides which I wasn't able to complete it today, and then we'll be starting another interesting aspect, the human resource policies and practices. And now we'll look all those things in a different prospect. Now we'll see how these behavior prospect, the individual behavior, the organization behavior, the group behavior, and how we should reframe the policies and practices, keeping in view those behavior aspect, important aspect. Or how should we implement those policies and practices or procedures? Looking at to those behavior aspect, the motivation factors, the conflict part, the decision-making part, the new technology aspect, how to make those things workable. So that should be our next lecture. So that's it for today. I hope you have understood the basic concept. Regrets for this. Last few slides quickly going through those things. But as I said, yes, we are going to discuss them again. Take care of yourself. Work hard. Allah Hafiz. Assalamu alaikum.